People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Well, a rough start to the season for Mountain Home tonight. They lose to Sheridan 34-7. Yellow Jackets snap their 19-game losing streak with this victory here this evening. Bombers, as they walk to the locker room, we saw Junior Williams walking off. They were looking at that left hand or wrist, Bob, but I guess time will tell with that, but boy, that would be a huge blow.
That'd be a huge blow. You know, he was carrying his helmet in his left hand. They were still looking at it. I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, you're right. If we were to lose him, that would be a big blow. It would just mean somebody else have to step up, and more depth-wise, we're hurting right now.
Yes. Well, a tough start for the Bombers here this evening, and there are some bright spots to talk about that they can build on as the season progresses. And one of them we saw, Bob, we talked about in the first half in particular, was the fact they gave up the big play to Sheridan, the 64-yard touchdown run, and then responded very nicely with the long drive for the score.
They did. You know, we limited them to, three possessions in the first half, right, and they scored on two of them. But, you know, the last one was a nice play by the quarterback and the receiver. So I was pretty satisfied with the first half. It was the beginning of the third quarter with the kickoff return and the 2-3 and outs. And, you know, I didn't think we played with a lot of enthusiasm and determination in the third quarter.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here in just a moment. Final score 34-7. Sheridan wins it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, And Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/meet will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. Pete's Cleaner is located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Brings you the Dirty Jersey Award. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys clean too. And Bob, We decided on Gage Hirschberger, the running back tonight for Mountain Home.
We did, from that halfback position. A lot of tough yards between the tackles and didn't turn the ball over. Got north and south with it. Thought he did a very good job of running the football.
And our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. And well, it's pretty easy to pick the drive of the game tonight. Mountain Home second possession. 18-play, 65-yard drive. It was fun to watch. There was five first downs on the drive, two fourth-down conversions, and Junior Williams capped it with a one-yard touchdown plunge, and they got the Bombers on the board. Turned out to be their only score of the night. Bob, a rough start to the season, but we always say, and we'll talk about this on the air next week as well, you see teams make their most improvement between the first game and the second game.
The first game and second game, especially when you're young like we are, you can't simulate game conditions in practice. I don't care what you do, and it doesn't matter who you play. You have to get into the speed of the game, and, you know, it took us a while tonight to get into it. Defensively, we got into it and then fell back out of it again. And, you know, we're going to have to pick it up next week against Harrison, because Harrison is very, very talented offensively.
They are. Yep.
Very talented, and they can hurt you in lots of ways.
That'll be at Harrison next Friday night. 2 weeks from tomorrow night will be the home opener as Nettleton comes to town. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. 34-7, Sheridan defeats Mountain Home. For Matt Sharp, our producer of the station, and for Bob Bird, I'm Brad Hallworth, saying so long from War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you with one more Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as, again, Mountain Home falls to Sheridan tonight by a score of 34-7. Taking a look at what else is going on in this unusual week zero for the state of Arkansas. First off, in the 6A East, again, one final score already from a Tuesday night, and that was also at War Memorial Stadium as West Memphis, who is ranked third in Class 6A, shut out Little Rock Central 35-0. Tomorrow night it will be Searcy playing at Morrilton, who's ranked fourth in Class 5A, and Sylvan Hills will be at Arkadelphia, who's ranked third in Class 4A. Jonesboro, Jacksonville, Pine Bluff, and Marion are all idle this week. Pine Bluff coming into this week tied for sixth in the state overall, ranked number one in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellow Summit is actually going to be in action tomorrow night, but it will be a preseason jamboree at Manila, so it does not count toward their win-loss record. Salem and Marshall will be idle this week. Melbourne will have a tough matchup to start. They'll be at Hendricks College in Conway to take on Charleston. Again, tough matchup for the Bearcats. Tigers ranked third in Class 3A. Mountain View will play host to Magna Cove tomorrow night, and Harrison will be at home against Pea Ridge, who is tied for fourth in Class 4A. Also tomorrow night will be the start of the season for Missouri as West Plains hosts Springfield Hillcrest. Hollister entertains East Newton. Forsyth will be at home against Skyline. Branson plays at Republic, and Ava will be at Buffalo. In the Arkansas, among the Arkansas sports media top 10 teams that we haven't yet mentioned, tomorrow night it will be number 3 Bentonville at home against Midwest City, Oklahoma. Number 4 Bentonville West will play at Owosso, Oklahoma. 5th-ranked Fayetteville will be at V&E, Missouri. Number 8 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 Class 5A, will be in Springdale to take on Harbor. And number 9 Conway will be at home against the 5th-ranked team in Class 6A, El Dorado. Saturday, it will be number 1 North Little Rock taking on Tulsa Washington from Oklahoma. That game will actually be played at Bentonville. And also on Saturday at War Memorial Stadium, it is the biggest rivalry in the state of Arkansas, the Salt Bowl, as number 2 Bryant will face a 4th-ranked team in Class 6A, Benton. The top 10 teams that are idle this week include Greenwood, who is number 6 Greenwood. They're actually tied with Pine Bluff for that number 6 ranking, and they're ranked 2nd in Class 6A. And Cabot, who is ranked number 10, is also idle this week. Before I mention all the Class 6A top 5 teams, so let's go to the Class 5A top 5 teams that we haven't yet got to. One final from Monday as number 5 Little Rock McClellan shut out Dollarway 55-0. That was played at War Memorial Stadium. Second-ranked Little Rock Christian will host Batesville tomorrow night, and number 3 Texarkana will be up in Springdale to take on Shiloh Christian. In the Class 4A top, among the Class 4A top 5 teams that we haven't yet mentioned, one other game that is tomorrow, number 4 Stuttgart, they're actually tied with P. Ridge for that number 4 ranking. They'll be at DeWitt. One game actually being played right now, number 2 Joe T. Robinson is trailing Springdale in the final quarter by a score of 34-28. And then on Saturday, it will be number 1 Warren facing Southside Batesville. That will be played at North Little Rock High School. Among the Class 3A top 5 teams that we haven't yet mentioned, number 1 Boonville will host Clarksville tomorrow night. 3rd-ranked McGee will be at Magnolia, and 4th-ranked Prescott will be at Lafayette County. 2nd-ranked Clinton is idle for this week 0. And in the Class 2A top 5, two games tomorrow. Number 2 Junction City will entertain Camden Harmony Grove, and 5th-ranked Hazen will be up in Cherry Valley to face Cross County. Number 1 Foreman, number 3 Mount Ida, and number 4 Conway Christian are all idle this week. That is a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. And that is going to wrap up the Bombers post-game show. Again, want to thank you all for joining us. For Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird at the stadium, I'm Matt Sharp back here in the studio reminding you Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.